With last year's champion Winnipeg Ice headed to the United States to become the Wenatchee Wild, the WHL's Eastern Conference will crown a new champion during the 2023-24 season. With that in mind, here's a quick look at the 11 teams competing for the conference title now that the regular season is officially underway. East Division: Brandon Wheat Kings. Last season, 2-6-3-3-8-1, 5th in division, 10th in conference, missed playoffs. General Manager: Marty Murray, second season. Head Coach: Marty Murray, second season. Assistant Coaches: Mark Derlago, 5th season, Del Pedrick, 2nd season. Key Losses: Best Friends Nolan Ritchie and Calder Anderson, a pair of Brandonites, graduated and are playing pro in Italy together. Belarusian F. Zakhar Polshikov was released because he would have tied up an import spot and an overage spot. Tough Guy F. Matt Henry, 19, retired to join the workforce. D. Logan Hammett was traded to Vancouver prior to his overage season. The imports: Russian D. Andrei Malyavin, he's spelling his name differently this season, and Czech F. Dominic Petter. Key returnees: Detroit first-rounder Nate Danielson, if he returns to Brandon, will almost certainly serve as captain and lead the team in scoring if he stays healthy. G. Carson Bjarnason was grabbed by Philadelphia in the NHL draft and if he plays to his potential, could be one of the top netminders in the WHL at 18. Overage F. Brett Hyland suffered a knee injury last March, missed the end of the season, underwent surgery and was drafted by Washington anyway. His work ethic can be contagious to his mates. New faces: F. Joby Baumuller, a 2022 first-round pick, played 11 games with the team last season and the stocky youngster with the big shot fit in, scoring twice and adding an assist. Petter has shown plenty of offensive flashes, scoring an OT winner against Regina in the preseason. Big F. Carter Klippenstein was annoying his teammates in camp with his gritty play. It's hard to imagine that changing when the season starts. Noteworthy: Brandon had a pair of WHL veteran free agents make the team in F. Hayden Whedon, a former Edmonton Oil King, and D. Trey Fouquet, a former Prince Albert Raider. The last free agent to make a significant impact in Brandon was Gunnar Wegleitner in 2017-18. Did you know? Danielson was Brandon's 23rd first-round NHL pick, and first since Braden Schneider and Ridley Gregg were taken in 2020. In 1979, Brandon had an incredible 4 first-round picks: Laurie Boschman, Brian Propp, Brad McCrimmon and Ray Allison. Prognosis: it would be a massive disappointment in Brandon if they don't make the playoffs, which they missed last season for the 4th time in the last 31 years. While they don't appear to be a team of destiny, they should be in the hunt for a spot in the middle of the conference standings. Perry Bergson, the Brandon Sun. Moose Jaw Warriors. Last season, 4-1-2-4-0-3, 3rd in division, 4th in Eastern Conference, lost in 6 games in conference semifinal to eventual Eastern champion Winnipeg Ice. Head Coach: Mark O'Leary, 4th season. Assistant Coaches: Scott King, Associate Coach, 4th season, Curtis Pereverzoff, Assistant Coach, 2nd season. Key Losses: Overage forward Ryder Korchak, 48GP, 28G, 41A, was returned to team in November and was a key leader. Goaltender Connor Unger, 2.58 GAA, 0.925 save, was stellar in goal and among the league leaders most of the season. Overage defenseman Logan Dauhaniuk, 6G, 22A, played on the top defense pairing. The 20-year-olds: LW Eric Aleri, C. Atlee Calvert, D. Lucas Brenton, D. Max Wanner, F. Martin Rissavi. Wanner is signed and expected to end up in Edmonton's system. Rissavi is unsigned by Columbus but likely to play in Europe. Calvert and Brenton recently returned from NHL camps and are unsigned free agents. The imports: Slovak forward Andrei Tomasek, 17, and Czech forward Patrick Kral, 17. Czech Rissavi could return if assigned by Columbus. Key returnees: Calvert, 40G, 33A, Brenton, 2G, 13A, Aleri, 19G, 27A, 19-year-old C. Jagger Furkus, 40G, 48A, 19-year-old D. Denton Matichuk, 8G, 57A, 18-year-old C. Braden Yeager, 28G, 50A, G. Jackson Unger, 15-16-00, 4.19 GAA, 0.867 SP. Furkus, Seattle, and Matichuk, Columbus, are NHL draft picks. Yeager, Pittsburgh, was selected in the first round in 2023. New faces. 18-year-old F. Ethan Semeniuk joins the Warriors after spending last season with the Vancouver Giants. D. Connor Schmidt is the Warriors' first-round pick in 2022. Pavel McKenzie impressed in camp as an invitee after playing last season with SJHL Yorkton. Watch for Furkus, Yeager and Calvert to have monster seasons should they all return from NHL camps. All three looked outstanding in the preseason and seem primed to push the 100-point mark. Matichuk to continue his status as one of the league's premier puck-moving defensemen. Noteworthy. Calvert set a team record for most goals by a Moose Jaw-born Warrior last season, and younger brother Rowan is entering his second full season with the Saskatoon Blades. Yeager has won multiple league awards, including the James Pigott Trophy as the WHL Rookie of the Year in 2021-22 and the Brad Horning Trophy as the WHL's most sportsmanlike player last season. Did you know? The Warriors are completely built from within, with only Semeniuk a member of the team via trade. The remainder of the roster is all draft picks and free agent signings. Prognosis. As much as any team in the league, the Warriors are dependent on what happens with their NHL prospects. With six players, Captain Matichuk, Yeager, Furkus, Wanner, Calvert, Pittsburgh, and Brenton, Chicago, all in NHL camps as of this writing, the team could look very different depending on those decisions. Should most return and the 20-year-old situation work out well, look for the Warriors to be among the half-dozen or so teams in serious contention this season. Otherwise, a middle-of-the-pack finish. Randy Palmer, Moose Jaw Express, moosejawtoday.com. Prince Albert Raiders. Last season, 2-8-3-7-3-0, 6th in division, 11th in conference, missed playoffs. General manager, Curtis Hunt. Head coach, Jeff Trout, second season. Assistant coaches, Ryan McDonald, third season, Keaton Ellerby, second season. Key losses. Prince Albert loses three of their top five scorers from a year ago as D. Landon Cosier, 17 grams, 46A, F. Evan Herman, 18 grams, 20A, and F. Keaton Sorensen, 25 grams, 28A, have all graduated from the WHL. Goaltender Tikhon Chayka inked a deal in his native Belarus and will not return to the Raider crease. The imports. 2004-born Polish F. Krzysztof Macias and 2006-born Czech F. Matej Kubiesa will be both looked to make an impact in North America after being selected in the 2023 CHL import draft. Macias projects to be a big, physical power forward while Kubiesa projects to be a speedy, skill-based player. Key returnees. Reigning WHL Rookie of the Year F. Ryder Ritchie will look to improve on his 55-point, 20-grams, 35-a, campaign from a year ago. Overage F. Sloan Stanek led the Raiders with 64 points, 31-grams, 33-a, last season. D. Terrell Goldsmith was selected in the fourth round of the 2023 NHL Entry Draft by the Arizona Coyotes. D. Eric Johnston, a key piece in the Caden Gould deal from a couple years ago, will look to be a big player on Prince Albert's blue line. New faces. Overage netminder Chase Coward was acquired in an off-season deal with the Red Deer Rebels. He appeared in only four regular season games a year ago after undergoing surgery for a congenital hip defect. Watch for F. Aiden O'Iring posted 23 points, 7 grams, 16 a, in 31 games in Prince Albert after being acquired in a trade with the Winnipeg Ice in exchange for F. Carson Latimer. Expect him to provide plenty of helpers if he plays alongside Ryder Ritchie and Sloan Stanek, like he did towards the tail end of last season. Noteworthy. the Raiders were better on the road last season than at home. The club complied a 1-3-2-0-1 record at the Art Hause Center, while going 1-5-1-7-2 away from Prince Albert. Did you know? Raider G. Max Hildebrand is the son of Saskatoon Blades assistant GM Steve Hildebrand. Prognosis. The Raiders are a young team and playoffs are the expectation in Hockeytown North. Expect Prince Albert to be competitive and in the playoff conversation all season long. Nathan Ryder, Prince Albert Daily Herald. Regina Pats. Last season, 3-4-3-0-3-1, 4th in division, 6th in conference, lost to the Saskatoon Blades in 7 games in the first round of the playoffs. GM. Alan Miller, first season, 12th in the WHL. Head coach. Brad Herof, first season as head coach, 9th with the club. Assistant coaches. Ken Schneider, third season, Evan McPheeters, first, Daniel Wappel, goalies, second. Key losses. C. Connor Bedar, D. Stanislav Svazil, both turned pro. R.W. Riley Janelle, D. Tanner Brown, D. Luke Bateman, all graduated. Head coach, GM John Paddock, retired. The 20-year-olds. D. Parker Burge, F. Zach Stringer, G. Drew Sim, injured. The imports. 18-year-old rookie G. Ewan Huet. Import F. Alexander Suzdalov is still property of the Pats, but he is currently with the Washington Capitals organization and could stick in the American Hockey League this season. If he doesn't return, the Pats have an open import spot. Key returnees. F. Tanner Howe, who scored 85 points last year to finish third on the team in scoring, will be Regina's top forward this year. Howe and F. Boria Vallis are the only two returning players from the team's top five scorers last year. Howe is also entering his NHL draft year. Sim, last year's starting goalie, is dealing with a lower body injury and is out indefinitely. Huet, a 2023 CHL import draft pick, and fellow 18-year-old Kelton Pine could split duties in net. New faces. Cole Temple, the fifth overall pick in the 2022 WHL draft, should make the jump to the WHL this year after playing 8 games last season. While the Pats will have a handful of other rookies make the team this year, the biggest change is in the hockey operations department with Miller as the new GM and Herof behind the bench after serving as an assistant to Paddock for the last 8 seasons. Watch for. If Stringer can stay healthy, he could be a key forward for the Pats this season. Stringer played just 31 games last year and 27 the year prior. Noteworthy. Regina will need to add an import and possibly a 20-year-old depending on if Suzdalov stays pro and how Sim recovers from his injury. Did you know? Regina made the playoffs last year for the first time since 2018. Prognosis. After losing Bedar, Svazil and possibly Suzdalov, the Pats will need others to step up in the scoring department. It could be a long year for Regina with quite an inexperienced lineup. But Miller will try to put pieces in place to set up a winning team in the coming years. Taylor Shire, Regina Leader Post. Saskatoon Blades. Last season, 4-8-1-5-4-1, second in division, third in conference, defeated Regina, first round, and Red Deer, second round, in a pair of 7-game series before being swept in Eastern Conference Finals by Winnipeg. President and General Manager, Colin Priestner. Head Coach, Brennan Zana, third season, is the reigning WHL Coach of the Year. Assistant Coach, Wasey Rabbit, second season. Key losses, F. Connor Roulette, 24 grams, 38A, 62P, a Dallas Stars draft pick, 4th round, 111th overall in 2021, has been traded to Spokane. G. Ethan Chadwick, 1 September 2023, 2.61 GAA, .899 save, 2 shutouts, has been dealt to Everett, Captain Aiden de la Gorgandier, 12 grams, 53A, 65P, led all Blades defensemen in scoring, but has graduated from the WHL, towering overage defenseman Blake Gustafson, 2 grams, 17A, 19P, is also gone. The imports. Anaheim Ducks draft TF Igor Sidorov is back in the Bridge City after posting 40 goals and 76 points a year ago. D. Samuel Barczyk was taken in the 2023 import draft out of Slovakia. Key returnees. New minted captain F. Trevor Wong led the team in points last season, 27 grams, 59 A, 86 P. F. Brandon Lasowski, 38 grams, 32 A, 70 P. G. Austin Elliott. 3 June 25, 2.20 GAA, 0.911 save, 2 shutouts, D. Tanner Molendik, 9 grams, 28 A, 37 P, and D. Charlie Wright, 8 grams, 32 A, 40 P, all return from last year's team who made a run to the Eastern Conference Finals. New faces. G. Evan Gardner takes over for the departed Ethan Chadwick. He posted a .933 save percentage and 2.61 goals against average in 24 games last year for Rink Hockey Academy Kelowna's U18 team last year. F. Zachary Moore will also break camp with the Blades after spending last year with the Saskatoon Contacts where he posted 54 points in 36 games. Watch for the Blades to rely heavily Nashville Predators first-round pick, 24th overall, Tanner Molendik. The 18-year-old will need to fill the hole left by departing overage captain Aiden de la Gorgandière. Molendik is an excellent skater, and will likely play top pairing minutes while also quarterbacking Saskatoon's power play. Noteworthy. The Blades made it past the second round of the playoffs for the first time since 1994 last season. Did you know? F. Misha Volotovsky speaks fluent Russian. Volotovsky lived in Russia until he was 6, then moved to Canada with his parents and brother. Prognosis. Saskatoon will be right in the thick of things again in the Eastern Conference. Don't be surprised if make another deep playoff run this spring. Nathan Ryder, Prince Albert Daily Herald. Central Division. Calgary Hitmen. Last season, 3-1-2-9-5-3. Third in Central Division, 7th in Conference, lost in first round of playoffs to Red Deer. General Manager, vacant, Director of Hockey Operations, Gary Davidson, first season. Head Coach, Steve Hamilton, fifth season. Assistant Coaches, Trent Casson, seventh season, Don McGillivray, first season, Matt Stajan, third season, Theodore Zubot, goalies, third season. Key losses. Calgary loses overage forwards Riley Fiddler Schultz, 31 grams, 44 a, and Jacob Wright, 10 grams, 20 a, and overage goaltender Braden Peters, 19 W, 2.84 GAA, 0.909 save. The 20-year-olds, C. Sean Chigirl, 27 grams, 39 a, D. Tyson Galloway, 3 grams, 26 a, D. Keegan Slaney, 5 grams, 8 a. The import, Russian LW Maxim Muranov, 19, 6 grams, 22 a. Key returnees, C. Oliver Tulk, 18, will look to build on last year's breakout season, 24 grams, 36 a. D. Carter Yakemchuk, 17, heads into draft year with promise, 19 grams, 28 a. D. Graydon Seepman, 19, joins Galloway and Slaney in core of veteran blue line, 9 grams, 34 a, LW Carter McAdams, 19, is coming in off strong playoff and training camp success, 7 grams, 20 a in 52 games. RW Carson Wetch, 17, is billed as team's next star after last year's rookie season, 10 grams, 11 a in 45 games, and winning gold with Team Canada at 2023 Hlinka Gretzky Cup. New faces. RW Chase Valiant, second round, 2021 WHL Prospects Draft, 17, played in all four playoff games last spring after appearing in 10 regular season tilts. C. Keats Fawcett, 17, scored 2 goals in 3 preseason games after counting 39 points with the CSSHL's Edge School U18 Mountaineers last year. C. Brandon Gorzinski, first round, WHL U.S. Priority Draft, tallied 59 points with the Pittsburgh Elite 15 U-AAA Penguins last season. G. Alex Garrett, 18, will back up veteran Ethan Buenaventura, 12W, 3.51 GAA, 0.890 save percent, after starring for the SMAAAHL Saskatoon Blazers last season. Watch for improved scoring across the board. Talk in camp is about the depth of the lineup, and they'll need it without bona fide superstars to make the next step in becoming a WHL contender. Noteworthy. It's a new era of sorts in Calgary with a changing of the guard at the top after longtime GM Jeff Chynoweth and the club parted ways. Did you know? Four returning players, Chygirl, Los Angeles Kings, Galloway, Calgary Flames, Tulk, Calgary Flames, and Graydon Siepman, Boston Bruins, attended NHL rookie camps hoping to crack NHL rosters. Prognosis. The Hitmen are expecting a jump up from the .500 mark into contention this year with plenty of experience among the 19, 18 and 17-year-old talent. Todd Sailhoff, Calgary Sun, Calgary Herald, Edmonton Oil Kings. Last season, 10-5-4-4-0, 6th in division, 12th in conference, missed playoffs. General manager, Kurt Hill, 6th season. Head coach, Luke Pierce, 2nd season. Assistant coach, Serge LaJoie. Key losses, F. Loic Daigle, F. Noah Boyko, F. Luka Hoff. The imports, D. Vojcik Port, Czechia, 2005. F. Adam Jecho, Czechia, 2006. Key returnees. Something has either gone dreadfully wrong or incredibly right if a 16-year-old leads the team in scoring, and both were true with Gavin Hodnett. The young Winnipegger had 43 points as a rookie on a club that managed a league-low 131 goals as they rebounded from selling the farm to win the 2022 WHL Championship. New faces. Overage F. Ty Nash, D. Mark LaJoie, F. Aiden Litke. Noteworthy. Edmonton's strength may be on the blue line, where the Europeans Jecho and Port will be joined by draft prospects Reese Peterson and Ethan McKenzie. Did you know? It's feast or famine in Edmonton. In the 16 seasons since they joined the league for the 2007-08 campaign, they've won 3 WHL championships and a Memorial Cup, lost in a final and a conference final, and missed the playoffs 5 times. In fact, they've won the Central Division 7 times, and finished 4th, 5th or 6th every other year. Prognosis. Edmonton still has some hills to climb on the road back to contention, but they should inch closer to the playoffs after finishing last in the league in 2022-23. Perry Bergson, the Brandon Sun. Lethbridge Hurricanes. Last season, 3-6-2-6-3-3, second in division, 5th place in the conference, lost in first round to Moose Jaw. General manager, Peter Anholt, 9th year. Head coach, Bill Peters, 1st year. Assistant coaches, Matt Anholt, 6th year, Ryan Osman, 2nd season. Key losses, overagers Jet Jones, 21 grams, 29A, 50P, goalie Brian Thompson, 1st of August 13, 2.64 GAA, 0.919 save, 3 shutouts, and leading scorer Cole Shepard, 20 grams, 35A, 55P, have graduated. Tyson LaVenture, 22 grams, 26A, 48P, was dealt to Swift Current. Defenseman Nolan Bentham, 6 grams, 14, 20P, has decided not to play this year. The imports. Anton Astashevich, 7 grams, 15A, 22P, last season. Key returnees. Expect sophomore Miguel Marcus, 8 grams, 12A, 20P, to build on his strong rookie season. Starting goalie Harrison Menahan will look to have a bounce-back year after playing just 36 games last season. Logan Wormald will undoubtedly look to have a breakout year after being passed over in the NHL draft. New faces. Forward Cooper Gazowski was acquired in a late offseason trade from the Spokane Chiefs. Noteworthy. Blake Swetlikoff had a nice 8-game point streak last season, capped off with a 4-assist night against Prince George on January 13, 2023. Svetlikov finished the season with 43 points, including 24 in 30 games after being acquired in a trade with Spokane. Did you know? Luke Cousins is the younger brother of Buffalo Sabres forward and former Canes captain and All-Star Dylan Cousins. Prognosis. The Hurricanes were swept in each of the last two seasons in the first round of the playoffs and are hoping to get over that hump this season under the guidance of new head coach Bill Peters. Expect them to be in a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. Justin Seward, Lethbridge Herald. Medicine Hat Tigers. Last season, 3-0-2-9-8-1, 4th place in division, 8th place in the conference, lost in 4 games in first round against the Winnipeg Ice. GM, HC. Willie Desjardins, 13th season. Associate Coach. Joe Fraser. Assistant Coach. Josh Mazur. Key losses. The Tigers lose their top goalscorer in forward Brendan Lee, 32 grams, 59 p. And two impact parts of their lineup in forward Dallin Mellin, 16 grams, 41 p, and defenseman Curtis Smythe, 2 grams, 13 p, as they've all aged out of the WHL. Captain Owen McNeil was released during preseason. The imports. Medicine Hat has 3 import players competing for 2 roster slots, with 2003-born defenseman Bogdans Hodas looking to play his 3rd WHL season. Medicine Hat's 2 2023 selections, Latvian defenseman Bruno Petrovics and Czechia forward Vasil Spilka are both in the competition. Key returnees. Rookie of the Year nominee Caden Lindstrom, 19 grams, 42 p, and Andrew Basha, 20 grams, 56 p, both look to build off their first season in the WHL and further cement themselves as projected first-round picks in the 2024 NHL Draft. Tigers 2022 first overall pick Gavin McKenna enters his first full season in the league after putting up 4 goals and 18 points in 16 AP games last season. New faces. The Tigers will see a rookie surge in their already young lineup, with 2007-born forwards Hayden Harshani, Caden McCann and defenseman Matt Perenich all expected to carry the load. Noteworthy. Tomas Mrsic registered 9 goals and 23 points in his rookie season last year, finding his stride once he moved from the wing to his natural position at center. The 2006-born product is looking to improve his draft stock and find his full potential this season. He'll do so starting the year alongside McKenna and 19-year-old Tyler McKenzie. Did you know? McKenna will begin the 2023-24 WHL season as a 15-year-old, not turning 16 until December 20. Prognosis. The Tigers are a young team who look to build off their limited playoff experience last season. Expect Medicine Hat to be competitive and compete for the Central Division lead. James Tubb, Medicine Hat News. Red Deer Rebels. Last season, 4-3-1-9-3-3, first in the division, second in the conference, eliminated in second round of playoffs. GM, owner, president, Brent Sutter. Head coach, Derek Walzer, first season. Associate coach, Mike Eganer, third season. Assistant coach, Clayton Beddoes, first season, Eric Lodge. Key losses. Christopher Sedoff, Finnish defenseman led all Rebels defensemen in scoring, 5-9 GP, 5G, 46A. Jace Isley, 21-year-old forward who reached the 30-goal mark last season. Ben King, 21, posted over 100 points in 2021-22 but was injured for most of last season. Captain Jaden Grubb, 6'4 GP, 18G, 49A, signed with Edmonton Oilers but could potentially return. The 20-year-olds, F. Kai Uchich, 6'8 GP, 50G, 35A, F. Craig Armstrong, 6'5 GP, 11G, 23A, D. Elias Carmichael, 6'2 GP, 6G, 23A, and Carson Latimer, 5'3 GP, 14G, 26A. The imports. František Formanek, 19-year-old forward entering his third season with the Rebels and 17-year-old Samuel Drancic, who will be entering his rookie season in the WHL. Key returnees: F. Kai Uchich, Jet Larson, Ollie Josephson, Kalen Lind, Craig Armstrong, Dwayne Jean Jr., D. Hunter Mayo, Matteo Fabrizi, Jace Weir, Mats Lindgren, G. Kyle Kelsey, and Rhett Stosur. New faces: D. Elias Carmichael acquired from the Kelowna Rockets, F. Carson Latimer traded to the Rebels from the Wenatchee Wild, and F. Samuel Drancic selected in the CHL import draft. Watch for the Rebels to have plenty of depth scoring this season. Last year Red Deer had plenty of top-end scoring from guys like Kai Uchich, but this time around players down the lineup should contribute. Noteworthy: Red Deer's strength will be on their back end with 6 returning players in the defensive core. Did you know? Rebels 2023 first-round pick Beckett Hamilton's father Lee played 5 years in the WHL and his great-uncle Bruce is the owner of the Kelowna Rockets. The prognosis: Red Deer will have a balanced scoring attack with plenty of speed. Their deep lineup on defense will provide them stability in front of net, and the Rebels will need both goaltenders Rhett Stosur and Kyle Kelsey to be solid in net, especially in the postseason. Ian Gustafson, Red Deer advocate. Swift current Broncos. Last season, 3-1, 3-3, 1-3, 5th in Central Division, missed playoffs. Head coach, Devin Pratt, 3rd season. Assistants: Terrence McEwen, 1st season, Regan Darby, 2nd season. Key losses: D. Sam McGinley, 9 grams, 37 p, 61 gm, F. Josh Davies, 20 grams, 34 p, 62 gm, F. Drew Englott, 7 grams, 24 p, 68 gm, D. Mason Ward, 4 grams, 14 p, 59 gm. The 20-year-olds: F. Caleb Weirestock, 24 grams, 40 p, 52 gm, F. Braden Lewis, 6 grams, 21 p, 68 gm, F. Tyson LaVenture, 22 grams, 48 p, 62 gm, D. Ryan McCleary, 13 grams, 31 p, 66 gm, D. Adam McNutt, 3 grams, 19 p, 68 gm. The imports: D. Tomas Zizka, 2 p, 32 gm, F. Peter Pavelitz. Key returnees: F. Josh Filman, 47 grams, 75 p, 64 gm, D. Owen Pickering, 9 grams, 45 p, 61 gm, F. Matthew Ward, 26 grams, 74 p, 68 gm, F. Connor Havidston, 21 grams, 65 p, 59 gm. Filman and Pickering were both named to the Central Division first All-Star team in 2022-23. New faces: D. Peyton Kettles played 2 games with the Broncos last season after being selected 6th overall in the 2022 WHL Prospects Draft. The 6'4" Winnipeg product could play an important role on the Broncos' blue line in his rookie season. McCleary and LaVenture were acquired in summer trades to add experience and offensive production. Noteworthy: the Broncos led the WHL with 319 shorthanded opportunities last season and finished 16th with a 76.2% penalty kill. Their power play finished 14th in the WHL at 20.9%. Did you know? Ryan McCleary's father, Trent, is a former Swift current Broncos captain and currently serves as the chairman of the board of directors. The prognosis: the Broncos are desperate to return to the playoffs for the first time since being crowned league champions in 2018. They have missed the playoffs by a single win in each of the past 2 seasons. The Broncos will need improved results on special teams as well as solid goaltending from veterans Reed Dyke and Joey Rocha to return to the postseason. Stephen Ma, Southwest Booster.